Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Toad moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toad scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel strikes out. Sewell throws to third to catch Hoffman, and Montague fumbles the ball. That's an error on Montague. There goes Hoffman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reagan. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Reagan steals second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Montague goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Langford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flagstead bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruffing moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hoffman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Montague. Hoffman moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruffing bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Hoffman. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa is hit by the pitch. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive towards right. Tate catches it and throws to first to double up Summa. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer bunts towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Tate moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. Montague moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montague scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ruffing, and towards Reagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel pinch hits for Ed Montague. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. Two outs. George Burns pinch hits for Bill Bain. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.